Aloha.
From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, episode number 396. Thank you very much for joining the show. If you're not up to date, if you're not hashtag team current episode, you should really jump into last week's show, episode 395, so you can hear us discuss the 1983 Cuban boatlift refugee makes good film disaster. It's actually kind of good. Scarface. We discussed it last week on the show with our friend Caleb Holtzclaw. I would encourage you to check it out. And if you want to hear all the bonus content from that show, make sure you are subscribed to our bonus content here on the show. Click the link in the show notes right now. And for $5 a month, you get all of the extra show that we do there. For instance, this week, if you're subscribed to the bonus content, you're going to hear us talk about the woman who found her dad on a sugar daddy dating site. That had to be awkward. Talk about a fucking weird Thanksgiving. Like, now that Trump's not in office, Thanksgiving's not as weird anymore. But if your dad tried to date you accidentally, tried to sugar daddy you on a website, it's probably pretty awks, especially if mom's there. So if you want to hear us talk about that, and we're going to, subscribe to the bonus content. Also, this is a favorite of mine. Some genius in the Santa Clarita, Valencia area of sort of Southern California, north of Los Angeles. He realized that if he bought a season pass to Six Flags Magic Mountain, he would be able to exploit that. It's a year pass. He would be able to exploit that by dining at the Six Flags food court twice a day for free. Saved a lot of money that way. Is that guy a hero or a jerk? We're going to find out, but we're not going to find out if you're not getting the bonus content. More. Some guy in Kentucky, high school principal, is being investigated after getting a lap dance from a student at homecoming. Hello? Do you think you don't want to hear what we think about that? I want to hear what I think about that. I just read the headline. I'm fucking excited to talk about it. Point is, you're not going to hear us talk about that if you're not subscribed to the bonus content that is offered by us every week, each and every week, where the show drops early and commercial free on our Red Circle page. Click the link in the show notes, or go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page, or go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner, and there's a pinned tweet there. It's very easy to subscribe. Please do that. If you would like to reach out and talk about anything here on the show, you can do so via the email address mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us. A lot of voicemails this week. Voicemail. Never figured that out. We love hearing from the listeners. It is very fun to hear your voices, listen to your questions, just get involved with you. This is a two-way communication avenue here. I talk, you talk back, I talk back again. That's how we do it. So feel free to call us 949-464-8257, TBLS. Is the phone number. We love hearing from new people. And don't be worried that you're going to get a song written about you. There's only been one song written about one specific caller. So You're fine. Well, unless you count Ish. Ish is also featured in the song. So something to think about. Reach out 949-464-8257. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. The week after Halloween is a good week to be a parent because good and bad. It's not good for you, but like it's cool that you can just kind of cherry pick when they're not looking what it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like over the years, universally, people tend to say, oh, Reese's is my favorite, or it's always in the top three unless you have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm looking at the hall, and trick-or-treating in Hoboken is a big hall. People get a ton of shit. Because it's just
you condensed. Know,
building on top of building. Yeah.
You could just go door, 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 yeah, door.
And I look at that pile of candy and it's almost all orange. Everything.
It's a lot of Reese's. You know what? You're right. Like it's a lot of Reese's.
It's too much. And I'm not saying Reese's is bad.
Yep.
But I like, you know, I like that there's occasional like little Baby Ruth or a little Snickers in there. And now it's just Reese's. You get a couple peanut M&Ms and Reese's, and it's like almost entirely. You get nothing else.
Ed, me and my boo, we took her little son trick or treating. He was a little fireman, and it was really cute. And he loaded up. He got quite a bit of candy, and then he came home and he likes to organize things. So he took them all out of the bag and organized them by
type. Sure. I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like categories and here are all the M&Ms.
Yeah. And it's you're right. There was a lot of Reese's. There's a fair amount of Snickers. And Snickers, I'm not going to turn down a Snickers. But a Snickers is, you see it every day.
I know. What I like about the Snickers that I see, you know, there's some streets in Hoboken that they just block off altogether. Those houses get destroyed financially.
Yeah.
Because they have to buy so much candy. So some of them just give out not even the fun size, the square.
Oh yeah, the mini.
And that's the perfect amount of Snickers for me.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I don't even want one bite. I just want one bite of it. I'm good.
But and along the lines of what you're talking about, in this bag, Ed.
Yeah.
There was exactly one. And I wish I knew the hero in this neighborhood that gave it out. I wasn't watching closely who was giving out what, because I would go knock on this person's door and shake their hand. There was exactly one $100,000 bar in this whole bag. And
my son got eight of them and he's down to about 400,000.
Yeah. He's cut it in half. I get it.
Michelle and I may have taken a couple of $100,000 off the board.
Yeah. I mean, I love a Reese's, but you're right, Ed. Reese's is a little played out. Very few Twix in the bag. I like a Twix.
I would say maybe third place was Kit Kat. And to me,
boring.
Give me Twix.
Totally.
Kit Kat with the wafer, I'll go the cookie inside over the wafer inside.
I totally agree with you. Kit Kat's whatever. It's kind of better if you freeze it, but it's kind of nothing. The only thing I like about Kit Kat is when you get the full Kit Kat, and I enjoy eating it wrong to bother people, where I just eat it like a candy bar instead of breaking the actual cats apart.
Well, you're a string cheese monster, right?
That's right. Yes, I also. I'm going to string it out. No, I don't even touch it. I hold the package and I fucking bite it like a man. I do the same thing with the Kit Kat, or I'll just fucking bite right down the middle. So there's a big chunk out of the two middle ones and the slight, and then my canines just hit the outer piece. And people they look away. They get freaked out. I agree. But you're right.
It's disconcerting.
There's you know what I saw zero of this year, which is a fantastic candy bar that Jay Stu once told me he buys at least one a week from the liquor store. Good old Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen those in a few years. And it is a good bar. Wow. It's not once a week. I don't know any candy that's once crazy. A week.
But who stops at a liquor store and gets a candy bar once a week?
Jay Stu. That's exactly the person I would do.
It is.
That's the most Jay Stewiest moment of all time.
It totally is.
I love him for it, but I totally can't comprehend it.
I got kind of burned out on, because my chick bought a huge bag of candy like 3 weeks before Halloween. So Friday, Saturday night, I was having a little bourbon and I was just having fucking handfuls of the shit. I was eating myself sick on candy because I have no willpower when I'm drunk. So now I'm kind of burned out. I'm not hitting up the kids' bags. There's a lot of candy around here. I mean, Super Lee, after I complained on the air because he had sent you, somehow he decided you were worthy of a bag of the fun size. What's it called? Pearson's salted
nut rolls. I didn't mean to walk you right into that one.
Yeah, so he sent me a bag, and I brought him home. And I ate a couple before I brought it home. And as soon as I brought it home, I just held it up to my son, and I said, "Hey,
it's like piranhas.
Yeah, just get after this. This is free for all right here because I don't want to know it's here." So I've kind of eaten myself sick. But you're right. There's nothing that I see in it because I like dark chocolate. I don't see any special darks. I don't see any Milky Way darks. The stuff I like, there's a Reese's dark.
I don't think I saw anything like out of the ordinary. It was
off brand.
It was chalk. But there are some people that came to my place that in the mix, Michelle, I think she got peanut and M&M's and Reese's nothing cups. Yeah. We were part of the problem.
Yeah.
I also added a bag of salted nut rolls to the mix. Some New Jersey kids, some Hoboken kids are like, "What's this all about?"
Yeah. They're like, well, they're probably, their parents are like, "Oh, don't eat that one. That one's got cyanide in it because I've never seen
that's
it
razor
before."
Blades.
Yeah. that's the razor blade. Yeah. They're going to be like, "Hey, what was that? Where do I get more of these?" Like, we're doing the Lord's work with the salted nut rolls.
Yeah.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Ed, before we, well, a couple things. I saw this. Hold on. Let's see if I have the link. Because I felt victim. Oh, no. Do I? Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Here, we do it here. I saw this before we started, and I thought it might be a good idea to talk about it. This is a Reddit thread that was popular this week or last week about things people have just learned. And I'm a victim of a couple of these. Most of these people are morons because it's like obvious stuff that people should know that they've just now discovered. Here, I'll give you an example. Oh, hold on. No, I'm not signing into anything. Don't show this again. Okay, here we go. Here's one. Here's the question. Ask Reddit. What took you an embarrassing amount of time to figure out? Here's one. The rapper Flo Rida is from Florida.
Whenever you see him, there was actually a Florida logo with his name. So it I think that was pretty.
I don't know. I couldn't name a Flo Rida song. I couldn't pick Flo Rida out of a lineup. I've never seen how he had.
Low. Yeah. Apple bottom jeans, that one.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I believe you. But I mean, I could just tell by reading his name, Flo Rida. I mean, that's right. Florida. It's right in his name. It says Florida.
Yeah.
But people don't know shit. Here's another one. But also, I would say, I mean, how long has Flo Rida been a thing? Like 10 years?
At this point, I would think it's over 10.
Over 10 years. But so it's not that, I guess if you were young, that would be a long time to figure out. But I mean, here's this next one. And this is kind of obscure. In Lady and the Tramp, the humans are called Jim Deere and Darling. I was in my 30s before I realized that wasn't their actual names. It's what Lady heard them call each other. Now that seems pretty obvious to me, right? There's no one's name is Jim Deere.
I've never seen Lady and the Tramp.
Never?
I know the spaghetti scene because I've seen it like clip of it. I've never seen that movie.
He's from the other side of the tracks. He's a scamp. A tramp.
Right.
This is the one I think we discussed it here. I only recently figured this one out, and it's embarrassing that chickens don't need roosters to lay eggs. Now, hold on. I knew that part. I didn't know that the rooster needed to fuck the chicken for there to be a baby chicken in the egg. I thought that if there was just a rooster hanging out near the hen house, it like generated. I swear to God. No, this is
when you're 8 years old and what you think sex is. Just getting
exactly.
close.
Exactly. I thought that, or like, you know how a fish will lay the eggs and then the male fish will just come and ejaculate all over the eggs. And then the eggs get some.
I can honestly say I never really thought about how fish procreate. Yeah.
I'm not sure that's every fish. I mean, maybe some fish fuck. See, this is, I could be totally wrong here, but I think the lady fish blasts all the eggs out and they gotta make caviar. A lot of them. Yeah. Caviar, they blast all those eggs out and then the male fish, he comes and ejaculates all over them. I thought the chicken rooster thing was something similar to that, that if the rooster was just chilling near the chickens, then the female chickens would be like, something would be generated inside of them that would cause them to lay a fertilized egg. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that they just laid eggs no matter what. I also thought they needed a chicken around just to lay eggs, but that's not true. They just fucking, or a rooster, I mean, they just lay the egg. Every day they lay one. That's kind of weird, right? Every fucking day an egg comes out of them?
Well,
no matter what.
I mean, if you've seen those, I mean, they, you know, those factory farming situations.
Disgusting.
It's awful. But disgusting. Yeah, there's lots of eggs.
But that's why you shouldn't, like, a vegan is like, because an egg is the perfect food. It's so fucking good for you. Yolk and white is.
It's, I have it every day.
Yeah, there's nothing better that you can eat. If you're just going to pick one thing to eat, what's the healthiest thing to eat? It's an egg. And these vegans are like, oh, I don't, it's an animal product. I don't eat eggs. But it's, the chicken lays the fucking egg, whether or not you eat it. The egg's going to come out no matter what. So eat the fucking egg. That's what I say. Oh, this one's stupid. Breakfast means breaking the fast. But I could see.
I knew that.
I mean, I knew that too, but I could see somebody not knowing that. Here's one I didn't know, but I never thought about it. Teletubbies were called that because they had TVs in their bellies. I didn't know they had TVs in their bellies.
I didn't know that. I knew they had like weird shapes over their head, but yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know about the.
And their, one of them's gay, which is weird because they're eunuchs.
Jerry, like, Falwell hated one of them.
Right. Yeah. Because the gay one. Yeah. Pikachu or whatever his name was. And, but it's like, they don't even have genitals as far as I know. Like, how could they be? They're sexless from what I can tell. Oh, here's one that a lot of people, like, I'm not a dummy like the rest of you, but a lot of people are going to hear this right now and they're going to learn something. For the longest time, I thought the saying was, for all intensive purposes, instead of for all intents and purposes, which it is, of course.
I think I might have been in high school when I finally realized that. Like, I definitely thought it was intensive purposes in life.
Yeah, I don't think I fell victim to that one, but I got the rooster egg thing, so it's worse. I know this one, but it made me think, and I actually thought about it before I read this list. The state of Montana is literally the word mountains in Spanish. Mountain, yes. Didn't realize that until I was physically in Montana, staring up at some mountains. But in we just did Scarface, and I've already told people, go look back and listen to episode 95. Do they call him Tony Montana, like fucking, like Anglo pronunciation? Or do they say Montaña?
I don't think there was any tilde.
Yeah, I think it was a tilde free pronunciation. I mean, of all the bad things that Oliver Stone did in that movie, I think naming the characters is just Tony Mountains.
And what was Pfeiffer's name?
Elvira Hancock. I mean, come on. Pussy Galore was embarrassed to that one. Okay, here's something that's been explained to me many times, and I still don't believe it. Ponies aren't baby horses.
I think I've heard that about five times over the years and still it doesn't register.
It's just a smaller horse is what a pony is. It's like it's a breed or something.
Yeah, I thought for sure these were like, you know, young horses.
Yeah, young.
Like you passed the foal stage and then you became a pony. That's what I always thought.
Yeah. Here's one that's disgusting. We want to talk about factory farms. Cows don't naturally produce milk.
They don't?
No. You got a cow has to be pregnant or nursing to produce milk. So a cow, you have to trick their body into thinking they're pregnant for their whole life.
So that's what Rebecca De Mornay did in the
yes
in that movie.
Yes,
what was it?
Where the hand that rocks the cradle.
Hand that rocks the cradle. Yeah,
Rebecca De Mornay, daughter of the great Wally George, local. We've talked about Wally George on this show before. We got to do a fucking entire Wally George episode because Wally George, he was the guy. He was doing Bill O'Reilly in the '80s. He was doing this act where he was this over-the-top conservative talk show host. But with him, it was tongue-in-cheek. You could tell. Like, it was kind of like Colbert, but, like, he was more in it, and he wore a wig. Wally George, Google him right now. I'm not going to do it because it's just I wasn't ready. Google Wally George. He's Rebecca De Mornay's father. Now, Rebecca De Mornay, is she still with us?
Of course she is.
I think she was the longtime girlfriend of Leonard Cohen, R.I.P., as well. You know who else is in that?
Maybe she died of boredom.
You know who paid the why? I agree with you on that, by the way. He was a talk singer. Oh, he's a poet. Oh, yeah, he's a talk singer. Like Frank Sinatra. You know how I feel about talk singers.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Whoa, this is a really over the top. The first picture for Wally George, he's hugging the American flag.
He's great.
Oh, my God.
He's great. And he had like behind his desk. Quaff. Yeah, he had behind his desk like a picture of the space shuttle taking off and a picture of Ronald Reagan. And then they shot it here in Orange County. And so a bunch of Cal State Fullerton frat boys would be the audience and they'd scream. They'd all be drunk and scream at the guests. I wonder if Jay Stu ever went. Might have been a little before his time.
This is kind of like Morton Downey Jr. vibe.
Similar. Here's one, Ed. Oh, what I was going to say is there was Hand That Rocks the Cradle had two female leads. I can't remember who the male lead is. I'm going to guess Kyle MacLachlan. Was it?
I don't know, but it sounds right.
There was two female leads. There was Rebecca De Mornay.
Was it Ciora?
Yeah. Annabella Ciora. Who I believe while she had a star turn again, a resurgence on The Sopranos with an arc as Tony's Guma for a while. I believe her career was stifled by a Harvey Weinstein rape. So
wait, was he really the husband? I've seen him a million times. Matt McCoy, he couldn't have been the male lead.
I don't know.
He was in stuff.
He was?
You'd recognize him, but he's the second guy on IMDb.
Matt McCoy. First, football line. Oh, yes. I know this guy.
He's in stuff. But he's not a male lead of a big movie, I wouldn't think.
No, hold on. Yeah, Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Matt McCoy. But wait, was there like an investigator or something? Like somebody was like looking for Rebecca De Mornay in that movie. Right? I remember seeing this at the Dollar Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see here. Oh, he was on 6 feet. This guy's in a lot of shit, Matt McCoy. Oh, he's Lloyd Braun. I forgot. Yeah,
that's right. Lloyd Braun. He's been in a million things.
Yes. Lloyd Braun, the head of ABC.
But he was the male lead of this movie. Seems weird.
It does. But, he's one of these guys. How fucking old is this guy? Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. Because you look at him and you looked at him as Lloyd Braun and you're like, oh, this guy's 63 years old. And that was in 1995.
He always creeped Elaine out.
Yeah, he did. Oh, this is a great Wally George picture. We got to do a Wally George retrospect. Oh, he was on the Love Boat, this guy, Matt McCoy. Okay, well, hold on. Murder, She Wrote. Let me find. Have we determined he was the male lead in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
I don't know.
I don't even see it on his. Oh, right here. Michael. Could be.
It was clearly a movie about the two female leads.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised he was the male lead. This seems like Bill Pullman kind of role.
Yes, it totally does. Matt McCoy is Michael. Ernie Hudson. Winston Zeddemore is in it. Oh, Julianne Moore?
Oh, nice.
Oh, he appears. Yeah, I think he's the lead in your movie, Ed. Matt McCoy. What a casting. Peyton Flanders. Now, that's a name. Seemed to be the perfect nanny, but secretly she was out to wreck the lives of the family she was supposed to be helping. Before becoming the nanny, Peyton had a miscarriage due to the stress caused by the death of her husband, Dr. Victor Mott, these names, and blamed it on Claire, the mother played by Annabelle LaShiora. Claire suspects nothing, having never met Peyton before. Doesn't say that he's the husband, but he's got to be. Okay, we've digressed.
Well, if Oliver Stone named the characters for this movie, like the nanny would be called like Betty Bosom or something.
Yes. Okay, here's more from this list. Rocky wasn't a real person. I could see how people would think that. That there's,
you mean like
there was
Chuck Webner? Is that like,
well,
you're saying Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, I think because there was a Rocky Marciano. And so people think, maybe Rocky Balboa, you know, they get him confused or something.
I mean, when he brings Adrian back to his apartment, that's the first thing he talks about.
Oh, he does?
Rocky Marciano's on his wall, and he says to her, yeah, I was named after.
I remember. Anyway, that was a list. Okay, one more thing before we get into it. I saw on Twitter just before we started, and I think this is a good one. We got a how fucking old is this guy that we got to discuss. Wait, that's not it. It's right here.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. Is this fucking guy?
Our dear friend Pete Shalitsky sent us on Twitter just not long before the show started.
I was going to say, that song is from the great Chuck.
Oh, yeah. No, that's from Snowjet SST. Chuck that did that one. Great one. This Pete Shalitsky reached out with a how fucking old is this guy? Ed Richard Dreyfuss. I believe he continues to live. He exists.
Yeah.
To this day,
he had a huge cocaine problem.
He did a lot of cocaine in the 70s. But I'm thinking, remember he was in that movie, very funny movie with Bill Murray, What About Bob?
What About Bob? Terrific movie. I showed that to my son like last year. It's really funny. It's amazing.
It's really funny. But I remember seeing that and I remember thinking, this Richard Dreyfuss is, you know, at least 60 to 65 years old. Now, that movie came out in 1990, right? Or 88 even. Let's see when What About Bob came out. 1991. That came out. So if he was, say he was 60 in 1990 plus 31 years.
He looked like an older dad in that movie.
Yeah.
Like the family was kind of young and Julie Haggerty was the wife.
She worked after Airplane.
I think that was her last big role that I know of.
So Richard Dreyfuss is 91 years old right now.
Well, I'm going to say he's probably like 88, I'd say.
88 years old. Okay, let's look. Dick Dreyfuss, he was in Jaws. I mean, great actor. He did the voice in Stand By Me.
I actually read an interview or some clip about Dreyfuss talking about this movie, and he felt he was bullied by Bill Murray in this movie because
of course he was.
because there was tension on the set, and I think Bill Murray was really tweaking him the whole time.
I mean, it would be hard to believe if literally everyone that had ever been in a movie with Bill Murray didn't have the same story or be on Saturday Night Live with him. Like, right. you got to be ready to go toe to toe with that guy, or he'll fuck you up.
People love him. Like, I heard, yes, maybe it was on Conan or something, when the Conan podcast, where Melissa McCarthy was saying she loved mixing it up with him. Like, people who can do it,
yeah,
can do it. But Dreyfuss, yeah, I believe, is a blowhard. So I think, yes, I think he was red meat to the lion on that set. And it worked. The whole role of it was perfect the way that movie played out.
No, it's a great movie. I'll revisit. Ooh, 5'5". Do you think he juices it? Do you think he's really like 5'2"?
He's Dustin Hoffmanian height.
He's pretty little
profile. He's little.
Ed, October happy birthday, by the way. Just a few days ago, Richard Dreyfuss, born 1947.
Nah.
He's a spry 74, Ed.
That means Jaws. What? No.
Yeah, he would have been in his 20s. Jaws. When's what, Jaws 77? Come out?
77. So he was about 30.
About 30. He's 30 in 77. He's, Ed, in 1991, he would have been like 43, 44, early, younger than us.
No.
In his early 40s.
No, this can't be. It just can't be.
Dick Dreyfuss. Well, he's got plenty of years left. I mean, who knew? I had him in his 90s. Early 40s? That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just talk one major thing that really was last week's show, but we didn't do any current events.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen it's slightly dying down, but all the Alec Baldwin shooting set thing.
Oh, horrible.
I believe the only decent take I saw, it might have been our friend Caleb.
Yeah.
But first of all, I get Alec Baldwin is a blowhard and people... Oh. He rubs people the wrong way. I get it.
Yes.
But there was glee that this happened by a lot of people, like selling t-shirts and stuff. And it's like, what? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
There was glee that this happened. And then I hear other people being like, well, you know, this is not his fault. He's just the actor. And I think it was Caleb pointed out, yeah, he's a producer. And so they're running a real shoddy set, like,
sounds with like it.
Non-union work. That's the thing that should be explored, not whether or not I could see how if you have a real bullet, somebody could get killed because you're practicing or whatever.
Yep.
He was practicing quick draw or something. But if you're the producer, and this goes back to like unions and shit, and. Yeah. And, you know, people love to point unions as like Jimmy Hoffa shady stuff. But like this, you know, it's about everything. It's about keeping a safe environment and having everybody who is properly trained, all that stuff. Yes. And it's like, if you're the producer, that's why you should feel heat. Not because he's Alec Baldwin, the blowhard.
Right. There definitely are some unions that cater to the lowest common denominator. But if we're talking in terms of the reason we have a 40-hour work week, a 5-day work week, the reason we don't have children working.
I mean, with union participation, there are like direct charts and graphs that could show as union participation has gotten lower, the middle class has eroded. There's the unions create a middle class, and then with less unions, the rich-poor divide gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And Amazon is the perfect example of that.
And having trained people doing important jobs.
Right. There's enough pontificating. I'm just saying Alec Baldwin as the producer, not the actor.
Right.
Alec Baldwin as the producer is the one that like we should be asking questions of. And there should be zero glee.
No.
I mean, whatever.
No, it's horrible.
It's
someone
crazy.
Lost their life because of an accident. Like what other kind of accident are you excited about when somebody loses their life?
Yeah.
You know, terrible. It's horrible. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy. It's an avoidable tragedy. This woman had a child. She was a married woman.
And everybody needs to calm down with your fucking bullets. Calm down.
Yes.
Everybody calm down. Calm down. You don't need to bring them everywhere.
Aren't they supposed to have pretend guns? I heard somebody talking about how they like shooting a movie, like the gun, if there's a gun in the movie, it's so tedious because of the safety protocols involved, where they have to announce that the gun is on the set. They have to demonstrate for everybody that the gun is empty. Then they bring the fake bullets onto the set. They have to demonstrate that the bullets are fake before they put them in the gun. Like, it's a really like specific protocol, and it's a bummer that there weren't trained people there to make sure that they were following.
They quit because of a discharge earlier that day. And I read Nick Cage stormed off
after
of
a discharge. Oh, he did? Yeah.
He stormed off a set with the same like arm woman, whatever they call the armorman.
Really? The armor?
The armorer.
Not this movie, but a different movie, like Pig or something?
A different movie. That's it. I'm out of here.
Wow. Ed's developed a second impersonation. It's very good. Wow.
He stormed off the set after fight. Rookie Rust Armorer once made Nicolas Cage storm off a film set after firing a gun. She's 24 now.
No.
On the Montana set of Cage's The Old Way.
Yeah. Ooh, surprising that we haven't heard of this movie of Nicolas Cage's.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a Flowers for Algernon situation, but man, every once in a while, that dude, I watched that movie, the Pig actor. Movie. He was great in it.
Oh, he's great. He's so talented.
Great, like one out of 36 movies.
He bought 200 Rolls Royces when he was killing it, and now he just has to work. He owes the IRS.
I love it. I love Rolls Royces.
All right. Also, he's a raging alcoholic, allegedly, but a great actor. Would love to have him on the show.
Okay, those allegedlies,
and let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of sports?
So, big news in the college football world. A monkey belonging to Texas Longhorns special teams coach and his stripper girlfriend, whose nickname is the Pole Assassin, the monkey belonging to them allegedly seriously injured a trick-or-treater on Halloween. The Pole Assassin has appeared on the Jerry Springer Show, and the monkey was part of her act. The monkey's jaws apparently had to be pried off the small child.
Oh, I thought the monkey's nickname was the Pole Assassin. The stripper is called the Pole Assassin.
She's the Pole Assassin.
Hold on. Googling. Gotta Google that right quick. Look, a monkey, you don't want to fuck with a monkey. You don't want, monkeys got sharp ass fucking teeth and they're crazy.
You don't want a pet monkey. No pet monkey.
No, you do not. Oh, I just fucked up the cut and paste. Oh my God. I just got to type it in like it's the,
by the way,
1800s.
I've got the World Series on in the background. Yeah. There's a guy on the Braves, their right fielder, and he's wearing Barbara Bush pearls.
Yeah, that's Jock Peterson.
He wears pearls?
He wears pearls because he's a bad bitch.
I didn't notice, but I was sitting right by the right field wall when I saw the Phillies and Braves play earlier.
Yeah.
And he was great with the fans. He was just he was awesome.
He's a former Dodger.
I never knew he wore pearls. That's an interesting move. I've never seen that.
Don't let your right-handed pitcher throw him a fastball because he'll turn on it. Oh, the pole assassin. Wow, this is. Yeah. Oh, it's one of those. It's like the Friends monkey.
Yeah, with those teeth. You don't want those little things.
Awful. Now, I have some experience with some monkeys in Indonesia, and they're fucking scary because they're fast. They got little hands. They got sharp ass teeth, and they're not smart like an ape, you know. But they're like smarter than a dog. Yeah, they don't like you, and if you got some shit they want, they're gonna find a way to get it, and that shit is usually food. I know a guy that lives in another country, and he also has a pet monkey, and he's very close with it, but it's also lashed out at some people, and he's like, it's kind of like if you go to Alaska and a bear comes into town and starts fucking roust and shit, like find some food in the trash. Well, they have to murder the bear because the bear will never stop coming back to get in your trash, and eventually will kill one of your children. You know, it's just once they find it, they're not going to stop. And this guy I know has a monkey, and he's like, fuck. He's like, I give it a grape, you know, I give it a jelly bean. And then the other morning I fucking went in the kitchen and it's fucking on top of the fridge, like jumping up and down, like, where's my shit? And it's fucking showing me its teeth. He's like, I might have to do something about this monkey.
What's the end game for your buddy?
Why
would you have a monkey?
Well, it's just somebody I know. We don't have to go with the buddy thing. But it says, hey, that's a wild country where this happens. What I'm saying is, don't fuck with monkeys. Don't exotic pets for your fucking stripper act. You know? Look, the monkey shit all over the stage. You know, right. Like what?
He's throwing feces at the guests. Great.
Disgusting. Like, get it? Awful. Like, have your pole assassin act be enough.
It's been many, many years for me when I had to do the old Wolf of Wall Street days. I did have to spend some time in those establishments. Yeah. And anybody who is way into the athleticism on the pole was just too much work. No, it was just boring.
Last time I went to a strip club, and might even be 15 years ago now. It's been a while. Somebody bought me a lap dance, which is, it's always a weird, like, you know, it's like it's a hard sell thing where they walk around and they're like, hey, you want to dance with it? And then I'm like, no, thanks. No, like, somebody bought me a lap dance. And then this chick was like dancing for me. She was pretty attractive. She fucking starts going on and on about her 3-year-old. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, working her way through school.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not fucking like I just yeah, told she's like you
about
asked
the Teletubbies.
Yes, yeah, you asked me about some shit. I told some lies. You just fucking start coming in with some real talk. Like, it's a fantasy place. This isn't fucking real life. That's out there. Well, the monkey needs to be called. I hope this little kid's okay. Fire the guy. Texas, do better, Texas. Right. You guys can do better than that. Yeah.
You got. He already knew she had a pet monkey. That's where you're like, you know what? This isn't going to work. This monkey will attack.
It's trick or treat time. Put the fucking monkey in its cage or tether it to something.
And she's a dumb with a social media presence and a lot of tweets and Instagram posts have surfaced. And she's blaming that the kid walked in through the wrong gate. There's a lot of stuff going on, but it's like, yeah, except you have a monkey that attacks people. That's not going to work.
Right. I told you. It's like the armorer was in charge of the gun. You're in charge of the fucking monkey. Same idea.
Right. That's right. So Aaron Rodgers, we talked about. He revealed a couple weeks ago. He's been growing this hair out for a costume for Halloween. Yeah. So it's like, okay, this has got to be the costume of all costumes. Mm-hmm. He revealed why he was growing his hair for the past year so he could play John Wick for Halloween.
I like saw the picture and I didn't know. I mean, this was the biggest letdown. I'll admit we found out a few weeks ago on this show that Aaron Rodgers had grown his hair out for a year of time for a Halloween costume
for October 31st, 2021.
And Do you think like he hadn't had a hair because it was a pandemic? He hadn't had a haircut for a while, and then the schedule came out, and he's like, "Oh, Halloween weekend, our game is on Thursday, so I'm free to dress up for Halloween. I'm gonna let this hair grow." And here we, and then he previews it for everybody. "Hey, everybody, growing this hair out for my Halloween costume." And I'm thinking like a super badass, like Jesus Christ superstar. Yeah,
or he's going to be Willie Nelson. He's going to braid his hair.
Amazing.
He's doing something very specific.
It's
and like, this is it.
I mean, John Wick, like, he has kind of long hair, I guess. I mean, his most distinguishing feature is that he's Keanu Reeves.
Wonderful. I mean, geez. Every story, like...
Great guy.
In the last week, I don't even put him in, but in the last week, I've seen like three stories. Oh, here he is helping the crew lift heavy crates because he just felt like helping. And here he is giving up a seat on the subway. Here he is doing this. He's just like, he's wonderful and he's so handsome. And yes. Aaron Rodgers, grow all the hair you want. You're not going to be Keanu Reeves.
No, it's just this weird narcissism where you're like, I'm gonna be a fucking very generic movie character for Halloween, and people are gonna die, they're gonna go crazy. And it's like thinking that you're original if you're gonna be the Joker. There's fucking 5,000 Jokers every year. Everybody is the Joker. You're not coming up with something new being the Joker.
And listen, I love the character. And I'm sure some people listening were this guy, but I think I saw a couple dozen Ted Lassos this past weekend.
Oh, really? Jason Sudeikis with a mustache.
Yeah, I saw so many guys in khakis and a mustache. It was like Hoboken dad.
Yeah,
everyone was that, and great character. I very much enjoy the show, and it's not that it's a bad costume, but this was the year that, you know. It's like being Ali G 20 years ago.
Yes,
like,
yes.
If you're Ted Lasso 15 years from now, it'd be like, oh, that's kind of a cool callback.
Yeah.
But this year, everyone I saw was Ted Lasso.
If you're going to be Ted Lasso, like, wait till you're the only Ted Lasso. Right. You don't just show up as Ted Lasso the same year that everyone else is Ted Lasso. Like, that's like.
I honestly think I was getting that feeling. I might pretty soon go with the Ali G look.
That's good.
You know, the full tracksuit, because it's been a while. It was probably the early 2000s.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That'd be fun.
I actually recall I was Ali G for Halloween one year. And this is, you know, this is pre-internet time. So, I mean, the internet existed, but it was like pre-social media. So it's like not enough people knew who Ali G was. Like, I was a little early on the Ali G thing, trying to be cool. And then it's like people were like, oh, your guy with a do-rag and a jersey and a chain, you know? Yeah. And it was like, oh, and a drawn-on goatee. And it's like,
that would be pretty sweet. Yeah.
You know, it was good. It was good, but you had to like really be in the know. I think I got a little too cute that year.
Yeah, it happens. I appreciate the hustle, though. That's a good. Yeah. I mean, what a character that was.
Right. So good. You know, go classic is what I'm saying. And fuck Aaron Rodgers. Like I didn't like the guy before. He's a pretty good quarterback, but you know what you know what people should do? People should go as that picture of him on the ground, like looking like all dazed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like that would be a good costume, but you'd have to be lying side. I don't know. Figure it out.
Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf's teammates are publicly making fun of him after an OnlyFans model called him out for trying to have a foursome.
What's wrong with that?
That's a bit much.
I mean,
there's Thursday.
Professional and athlete.
Then, there's Thursday, and then, hey, let's coordinate a foursome.
Yeah. Hey, like what? Like he's... Different strokes for different folks. I mean,
he's a huge dude, so there it is. It's going to take a lot to keep him down.
Exactly, he needs.
He's like David Boston, but without the falling apart because he's too much juice.
Steroids. Yeah. Wait. But so he's not the guy who's really fast. Is he the guy?
Is.
That's, yeah.
but that's the thing. He's like 6'3", 230 and yeah. fast. He's a brick shit house.
But wasn't he like, I'm so fast, I might run in the yes. Olympics. And then he raced some sprinters and they like lapped him backwards. And they're like, you're not yes. fast enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have your fucking foursome, bro. Like, I'm not shaming the dude. Just, like, fuck. Likes to fuck.
If yeah. you can find three willing partners, sure.
Yes. And but he's a professional athlete. Of course he can.
It's also too many for me.
Well, hey, look. We exist in a different realm than these guys, Ed.
I understand. But what I would say is, if you're going to shoot your shot with that one, if you're going to go for a foursome, you better hope that it's being dangled already. Seems like he just, you know, approached a woman and was like, hey, how about we get you and two others?
Well, yeah, that's bad. That's bad tact. You know, you gotta work up to these conversations. You can't just lead with the foursome. What you got to do is you got to hit it once and then be like, hey, here's some other things I'm into. Can you get some of your friends to come over? Now let's also, you got to be, you got to play fair in the foursome situation. Cause remember, what's his name? Derek Love. No, Derek.
Cheater.
No, the point guard for the Bulls.
Rose. Knicks.
Derek Rose, he likes to have orgies and
saddles and stuff.
Yeah, he'll have a chick over to let the boys. You know, he's like a whole bunch of guys, one girl type of guy, and so he'll have one girl come over to have fun with him and all his friends. But then he'll stiff her on the sex toys. He'll be like, "Hey, pick up
into the spit roast."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And he's like, hey, pick up some does, some Raiders, some nipple clamps, like whatever he's into. I don't know. And then she shows up with him and she's like, hey, you know, here's the receipt. I spent, you know, $360 on all these sex toys you told me to buy. And he's like, Oh, we didn't talk about that.
How much money he has? Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's an excellent. He won Sixth Man of the Year last year for the Knicks.
No,
he's an excellent. He's an excellent backup point guard, but he's like at the end of his career.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Maybe
he's only like 32.
No, but he had some bad knee injuries.
Tore up that knee.
But he's content being the backup point guard, and he's excellent at it. But he's making as like a a backup. He's making like 10 a year. And so for him to be stiffing anyone on anything, this is like the lower earning part of his career. And he's still making 10 a year.
No, this
These
is when
guys are worth so much money.
This is when he was still on that Bulls contract, when he was real rich.
All the money.
Oh, now hold on. This is a kind of on this chick because I'm reading more about DK here. Do we know what DK stands for? Don Cornelius Metcalf. That'd be cool. There's a costume. Don Cornelius.
You get those blue blocker, not blue blockers. What are those like halfway shades?
Yes. I don't want to give this away, but I also wouldn't know how to do it. I don't know if it's a YouTube or something, but at this brewery I go to sometimes when it gets kind of late, they'll have the music playing at the brewery and the games are all over. And one of the bartenders will turn on like the Soul Train channel. But it's not the music from the Soul Train channel. It's just the video of Soul Train going to whatever music that they're playing. And it's just them like dancing, like everybody's on the sides. And then people come dancing down the aisle and do different dances. And it ends up kind of going to the music that's playing, the dances that they're doing. And everybody is so fucking fly. And you're like, this is the fucking coolest thing. It's mesmerizing. You're like, I cannot stop watching these people. They're all so good at dancing. They're all fucking dressed so cool. And you're like, I'm throwing a party and I'm throwing on the fucking Soul Train channel and I'm doing this. Meanwhile, I don't know how to find the Soul Train channel. So what I'm saying is do that if you're going to have a party. And also if you're having a child, think about naming him Don Cornelius because that's a cool last name.
That is a cool name. By the way, going into this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to this year, Derek Rose has banked $136.4 million.
That's a lot. That's a fair amount of money. I don't think DK is wrong other than being a wide receiver who's number 14. What's up with this? Anything, anybody can be any number now. Like I love it. I'm sure you like it. I like it in college. Like I like when there's a linebacker that's like number two. That's
badass. When there's a fat D lineman and he's wearing number one.
Oh, I like that too. I like when the kicker's like number 87. I like that too. But I'm always like, why is number one lined up in the backfield? It's confusing to me. I get it that these guys are like, well, I got all the pussy I could get with number 32. Now I got to switch it up to 8. Make me number 8 because then I can start getting some new ass over here. But this DK, he called this chick over. She's pissed because she came over. And when she showed up, DK is like, nah. And she's like, what's up? And he's like, hey, I was trying to have a foursome. He expected her to roll up with friends. And
that's
so
a big
when,
ask. That's when a big only, ask.
When only one vagina and a pair of breasts rolls up to DK's house, you're going to have to do better. That's all I'm saying.
She's prepared to give him the greatest gift of all. And he's like, I need two more just like it.
I agree. I'm with you. I agree. But that's the level we're at. DK, he's got blue hair. He's got a nose ring. Like he's doing shit on a level we're not at and never will be. So
fair.
That's his thing, you know?
Yeah. So PETA, they want Major League Baseball to stop using the term bullpen and instead want them to call it the arm barn.
No.
I mean, what's going on with PETA?
Well, PETA, come on. Like there's,
well, it's just, I think their overall purpose is good, right? You want a watchdog organization,
sure.
But do they have any credibility if they're like fighting this?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, hey, don't wear mink coats because like these minks have a horrible life and their lives and they're slaughtered. That's one thing. But
they electrocute them through the asshole, the minks.
Right. That's different than we just, bulls are going to have their feelings hurt. They don't know shit. They're bulls.
No, but bulls, you know what a bull wants to do is fuck. Yeah. What they should stop doing is putting that rubber band around the bull's ball sack. So he tries to throw that okey off his back and kill him.
That's right.
Like that's like, if stop worrying about the bullpen and worry about the actual bull in a pen.
Exactly.
All right.
Expatriates teammate Martellus Bennett claims Jimmy Garoppolo was a bitch.
Jimmy Garoppolo's so handsome. Remember he took out that sloppy porn star?
Yeah, he was with like B-minus porn star, and he's a handsome starting quarterback of an NFL team, and he was so proud to be with the porn star. Look. Everybody should be proud of whoever they're with.
Yeah.
But she was not in it for marriage. She was in it to be in the headlines, and he gave her that.
So, hey, look, some guys like a sloppy girl, and I'm not here to judge that. So I take it back, Jimmy. You're so beautiful. You could have done better, but maybe that's my idea of better. Maybe you were doing exactly what you wanted to do. Getting the sloppiest ass porn star you could find because that's fun for you.
He was very happy with himself.
Wait, Martellus Bennett, didn't he have like a brother? Wait, was he on the Cowboys? Martellus Bennett, he's a tight end.
Patriot. He's been around and he's like a very he's actually a very thoughtful guy, but he's obviously very outspoken too.
Yeah. Well, you don't want that reputation of being a bitch. That's the last thing you want. In the NFL, because no, it's not for
a
long.
Quarterback, they're not going to follow you.
You got to lead.
A woman was charged with streaking across a football field while eighth graders practiced.
Would that be the best thing ever? Just being in eighth grade.
I can't think of one memorable thing that ever happened during football practice in eighth grade.
And anybody that's played football, there's nothing worse on the planet than football practice. It's the most grueling thing that's ever existed. Like it sucks so fucking bad. And then some sloppy mom comes running across the field because she's on drugs and laughing. Like best. Who wouldn't want that?
You'd be talking about that 30 years later. Hey, remember that mom?
Yes.
Streaked.
Yes. I once saw a guy, I've talked about it on the show, I once saw a guy standing up out of the sunroof at a drive-thru at Jack in the Box trying to transact his food, and two chicks popped their heads out of the sunroof and whipped out his dick and started blowing him in the drive, and he's like, hey, stop, whoa, hey. And all of us were standing there going, what? Holy fucking shit, this is the best thing ever. There's two of them.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, and he's like, stop. This is crazy. I think I did. I told it here. And he's like, hey, stop. Wait, no, just wait till we get home. He's like trying to pay for his Jumbo Jacks. And they got it. It's kind of like when you de-pants somebody in the lunch line and they're holding their tray. He couldn't get him away. He's like trying to push him with his elbow. And they're just like taking turns on his dong. It was the best thing I've ever seen. Do you think I'm ever going to stop talking about that? No.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Finally, we should always recognize anytime somebody's putting in the work. Kyle Busch, who's a race car driver, right? NASCAR driver. Yeah. He is undergoing sensitivity training after using the R word in an interview at a NASCAR race.
I mean, do you think he got it? Do you think he thought he had a pass?
I mean, we don't know who he knows that gave him a pass.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. This is the same guy.
Who was the last person that got the pass? Dog
the Bounty Hunter. He had the N-word pass. But I'm just saying, like, Kyle Busch is the same one who thought his girlfriend was a CIA assassin because she told him, hey, I'm a CIA assassin, and I'm going to get real dressed up, and I'm going to go out, and I'll be home later. And then she would come home later all disheveled, and she'd be like, yeah, I was out doing assassinations. And he was like, oh, man, that's crazy. And she was like, I know, it's crazy doing these assassinations for the CIA, who I definitely work for. And he's like, no shit. Oh, man, that's something. So I'm just saying, like, maybe he's allowed to say words, you know, that other people aren't allowed to say.
That's right. He's allowed to say top secret words that nobody... Well, I'm glad he's putting in the work, you know, like the sensitivity training.
He's going to need at least 20 months. I don't feel like he learns as fast as most people. So if it took Papa John,
it took him 2 years, right?
This could be a 4-year operation for old Kyle Busch.
Now, did Papa John put in the work, meaning like he's done, or did... Do you think it's ongoing for him, or do you think, no, he put in the work and he's done?
No, he's fixed it. He's fixed his thing. Papa John got kind of done dirty because he got fired for saying he didn't want to look like Colonel Sanders. He was like, hey, I don't want to look like a racist here. I don't want people to think I say this word. And then he says it and they're like, oh, Papa John says the word. But then, of course, he kind of does contradict himself because then he ended up doing the work. So it is a little.
Yeah, he did the work because he had to get it out of his vocabulary. But also, I see that he hasn't put in the work on bootcut jeans. He's still very going heavy on the bootcut. Well,
yeah, he goes bootcut because he's got the real high heel because he's, you know, he's a little undersized.
That's right. He's life. Dreyfus caliber.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's talk some. Oh wait, no. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat.
Somebody was like, last week, they're like, hey, how come you haven't been doing any voicemails? How come we haven't heard? I haven't heard from LSU Lala. And I was like, we didn't do any voicemails because we talked about Scarface last week. So
right.
That's the reason. And also people are like, you know, they're like, how do I get people into the show? How do I explain what the show is? Start them right there. That's a good episode to start on. Because it's like, it's something they might be interested in already. It's not so esoteric. It's more crunchy. You can get your mind around it. So try that. But speaking of voicemailers, I believe I recognize this prefix. I believe this is from the Baton Rouge area. I believe this is our man LSU Lala.
Hey, boys. You guys were talking about Orgeron getting fired. I think it probably was time. He was doing, you're fully aware of all the extracurricular stuff going on. And I did love the Ed impersonation of him. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
And I think my favorite part of that segment was Brian not knowing it was wrong to hit on the married pregnant woman. So,
wow.
Anyway, we'll have a change on the Bayou. It'll be someone that can speak English.
Let's hope.
And we will win another national title pretty soon.
I know. He's all fired.
That's usually how it goes.
Somebody who can coach.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, somebody that can coach.
I mean, like he had, and we're seeing it that the Bengals are good now.
Yeah.
We're seeing it that Joe Burrow was so good. Like that,
he's transcendent.
And they've had so many receivers over the years. Like he just had elite talent that one year.
Yeah.
But he underwhelmed every other year as coach.
Yeah. He's a good recruiter. Bring in the guys and then let the coaches do the coaching.
Right. Like
get guys that can coach, you know, be the figurehead and let the coaches do, you know, call the plays and whatnot. I stand by what I said, LSU. This guy's the fucking coach of the Bayou Bengals, you know, like he can do what he wants down there. I figured you'd know how it goes. And it's hitting on a pregnant married woman is no different than hitting on a regular married woman, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes pregnant women aren't getting enough attention. LSU, maybe they like it. Maybe Coach O's into that. I'm not here to judge one direction or the other. Okay, here's another one. Oh my God. There's no transcription on this one, and it goes the full 3 minutes.
Oh no.
310 prefix.
X Scaly is cracking.
It's cracking.
Boy Manuel from Gardena.
That's right, it is.
Hey, so is there a bigger line of demarcation in someone's personality than finding out that they're like in the Royals or like, you know, people who have been knighted? Or
wait, is he saying there's people that are into the Royals?
Like Kansas City Royals or like Princess Di?
No one's into the royal. He means the royal family. No one's into that.
Maybe they're big fans of George Brett Saberhagen.
Okay, let's let him go on.
Dan Quisenberry.
Oh, Dan Quisenberry.
Submariner.
Second most famous Costa Mesa High School alum after your boy.
That's right.
Crap like that. Reason why I'm asking is because like many people I've ever known that give a damn or a rat's ass about anything royal, be it Princess Di or Queen Elizabeth.
I can't tell if I just take a bunch of cough syrup, promethazine.
Something's going on.
Is he driving in Hawthorne again, which he hates near the Tesla factory?
That could be pushing like 250 years old these days.
He is kind of on to something. The queen supposedly got sick or something. And then to show that she was all right, they showed her driving.
What?
One, she's a, yeah, like, but like, you know, like around that's, her that's house in house Scotland baby. Or whatever.
Yeah, still, but she'll run over those Scotty dogs she has.
Yes. Why is she driving?
No driving. Absolutely.
No, she's no one 95 should be driving. Hey, did the queen mom die yet? Because this whole time the queen can't die because the queen mom was still alive. She must have died.
Well, that husband, Brock, you know,
Oh, her husband died. Yeah, Prince Philip.
The husband, but he was putting on 18 for like 2 years. It felt like he was going to be done.
Did you hear they're not going to read his will for like 80 years or something? Because it's like,
he must have had a lot of Nazi shit in there.
Yeah. Yes. And adrenochrome. He's like, oh, my live baby spleens. I will to William. Like it's, you know, and also kind of bitch being like the prince and not the king. I get it. Like he's, you know, her dad was the king and that's why she's the queen. But then you marry the queen and you're still some little bitch ass prince. I mean, you know, like guy had no, he was cucked. Guy had no when say in shit. Kid,
here's something I still never got clarification. When I was a kid, I thought the husband of the queen was the king.
Nope. Not, right? I thought when, that
when
too.
You're, when you're yep. a kid, you, do you think the king and queen are married and that's how it goes?
Yep.
But somehow Elizabeth had this cadaver next to her. They weekend at Bernie's that guy for a decade.
They were giving him the adrenochrome, dude. The Illuminati was shooting him up with the fucking baby blood. That's what kept him going.
A walking liver spot.
Yeah. He was a tough look for him.
The broads always seem to be so crazy about the royals and their goings on.
I don't know any of these people. I don't know any of these people.
Whatever the hell. Dude, he looks like a redheaded freak.
Yeah.
But,
what I would say, I have a buddy that will make, I mean, I there's nothing I like more than friends that make fun of me. All good friendships should be busting balls. But I have a friend that makes fun of me about when I go to England, how it's like, oh, they worship the queen over there. Mm. And honestly, I think more Americans give a shit percentage-wise than over there.
Like, I agree.
It's just kind of, it's baked into who they are. Yeah. But if the queen's like, I'm declaring war on Germany tomorrow, they'd be like, all right, queen, we're taking away all your shit. Like, she doesn't serve a role like that. There's not, that's long gone.
Boris Johnson has to go to her house once a year and give her an update. Like, that's right. How.
But, like, she has to give the rubber stamp. But if she said, you know what, I think we should raise the tax rate, they'd be like, all right, get the fuck out. We'll take all your stuff now.
Shut up, old lady. Yeah.
So I do think Americans, it's disturbing how Americans care so much. And my counter to that is it's kind of like the Kardashians. It's like famous for the being Kennedys. Famous people that it's just why we're into them or we as Americans, not me. But
they do line like when she goes and does some shit at the palace, they do like line the streets. But I mean, we line the streets for the Rose Parade.
Right. We celebrate President's Day, which means we're celebrating Millard Fillmore. We're celebrating every president. Like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Herbert Hoover.
There are a lot of there have been like six good presidents.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If that.
But like, what are we doing?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, I just never understood the whole thing, you know?
No one does.
That's a chick. England.
But how can you not understand it for 3 minutes? That's what I'm wondering. You're a minute in. Like, we get that you don't understand it, but like, now here's where the twist happens. Like, and shame on me for waiting for this to happen, but it's like.
Because he's going to be, we're secretly hoping he's going to be like, and one time I was out on a call and I saw Prince Harry in an alley.
Yes.
On shooting the end of a smack. Spit roast.
Yes, that I would like.
The lost domain of the United States about 250 years ago, right? 1776.
Yeah, we know.
Anywho, when this came up, because, you know, his buddy Travis Rogers had a story on his show, Travis and Slee. Great show.
It is a great show.
710,
yep.
LA area, 10.
Oh my God! I went on breaking news. I went on that.
I heard you were on, and then because you know we were a package deal on a lot of tweets, and I saw some great feedback. You must have killed it.
Well, I was very funny, but the Trav, you know, he works for Disney, and so he's real. he's real uptight about, you know, any association. So he did the old pretend not to know me. And then he's like, I'm like, you know, I'll come on. He's like, do you want to come on and do the picks? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, just introduce me as Brian from the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. And he didn't. He just said, he called me Brian and Ladera Ranch, which is like kind of like throwback to the old days. I haven't lived in Ladera Ranch since 2012. And then I was quickly ushered off because then I did my picks and I'm like, all right, guys, let's chop it up. And they're like, okay, see ya. And they got rid of me. And then I'm like, oh, they must have to go to commercial. And then they fucking talked for like 10 more minutes. There was no commercial involved. I could have hung in there and just shot the shit with these guys, but I was.
I'm sure yeah. You'd be terrific. But I used to love when Letterman would do that. Be like, all right, yeah. Sorry, we have to go to some yes. like boring actress, and then it's he'd be talking about frying eggs for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know that. I like that too. But this wasn't that because I was the highlight.
I know.
Again, what's up? Yeah, so I guess come to find out that Sir Paul McCartney doesn't want to be bothered with like autographs or anything. Now, that's
not true.
Another thing, Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh my God! Okay, I can't go on.
Okay, but what I would say is,
Sir Paul McCartney.
He just joined Ringo, peace and love, peace and love.
Yeah.
I will not sign any autographs. Yeah. Apparently, Paul McCartney announced the same this week.
But Paul McCartney does a thing where he doesn't take pictures. But somebody will come up to him. They'll be like, hey, Mr. McCartney, can I get a picture? And he'll be like, actually, no, I don't take pictures. But would you like to visit with me for a couple minutes? And to a man, everyone's like, what? And they just leave because they want the picture.
Right.
But he's like,
the story doesn't do anything for my Instagram. So.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's like, I'm happy to chat with you. You know, I have a minute here. Let's have a chat. And no one will do it. Okay, I appreciate that, Manuel. Let's boil it down to, let's really get to the point next time. Here's another one.
So, hey, ballers, it's just me. I'm going to keep it short because that's my specialty. Just had a conversation with Ed via Twitter here a little bit ago. I was just calling now in case I forget, and then it'll go by, and then nobody will get to experience this fun.
Yep.
But Ed is a pickle and a raisins fan. We've gone over this. That's wagon.
What? I have been raisins. On record that raisins go on the roof. That, oh, yeah. Don't yeah. give me I that nature's candy. That's that's a hook shot on the roof. No. But he tried to talk about it. And I like his take. I like that he says, you know, pickles are kind of what, like wagon trail shit.
He hates pickles.
Yes, but I find pickles that take funny because I like making fun of somebody for having wagon trail tastes.
Yeah.
But I love pickles. So I love pickles. But raisins? Fuck out of here.
Fuck raisins. I like a meat stick. Like, you know, like that's from the old, you know, they dry the meat so they could have some protein when they were fucking on the road there.
Of course.
And trail food before there was refrigeration, when we had to put shit in vinegar in a jar and put it on a wagon and pull it the fuck across the United States.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We eat raisins when they're grapes. We don't wait for them to get old. You know,
you will never find evidence of me defending
just think
raisins.
Of the iteration of the name. It's you can't have that cottage cheese. Mama, you know why they put so much fucking sugar in rhubarb pie? It's all a lie. Mm. It's just shit that you had to eat when there was nothing else to eat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's not wrong.
That's it. And I just saw on Twitter, that's why I called in our good friend LSU. Favorite a tweet about a cucumber with my name involved in it. It's just stupid. Thanks, LSU. You know, I love you, brother.
Yes.
Anyway, all you ballers, I love you guys, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, thanks for that.
I love stew. I love that take, but I also love pickles.
Oh, I fucking love pickles. I love pickled things.
I'll tell you what. I'll give a little tip to anybody going to New York City.
Yeah.
You want a killer brunch? A place called Jacob's Pickles, and you can get all kinds of pickles there. It's delicious.
Shut up.
Oh, it's like a nice little chaser during brunch.
I would love that. I don't like, I get a little too into the pickles. I'll be honest. I'll taste a pickle. Okay. Here's one more.
Hey, it's Drew in Houston. What white guy is Chloe going to start fucking? My apologies if this has already been discussed.
What is he talking about?
Is what white guy is Chloe? Did she break up
from the Kardashians?
That's the one that was with Lamar Odom?
I think so. I'm sure she probably fucks plenty of white guys. Or none. I don't know.
Or she was with that like generic power forward.
Iman Shumpert?
No,
Tristan Thompson.
21 Shump Street. No, earlier. Like the earliest NBA guy. He was like a backup on the Nets. Maybe when they were a New Jersey Net. Yes.
Chris Humphreys. No, he was married to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Now, hey, Drew, you okay, buddy? Everything okay over there? Because that was confusing. One quick email. Hold on. Brian and quote Ed. Intro. Thank you for your ongoing heroic work. You gents continue to be kings among men. So, to jump right into the deep end, please help me out here. Your girlfriend / wife and your mom switch bodies. See, this is where I clean it up. Everyone's like, oh, you these emails. Like, how are we supposed to listen when Kennard sends these emails? No, I clean these things up. So he says you have to make love to one of them to change them both back. No face in the pillow business from behind. It needs to be straight up missionary with eye contact. My God. Oh. Who do you make love to? Oh, and obviously it's a requirement that you have to ejaculate loudly. I would have to grudgingly go with my wife in my mom's body, but please discuss thoroughly. Ed.
No.
What's he talking about?
I get divorced. I get divorced. I'd start a new life. Yeah. No. There's just no way.
They switch bodies and you have to bang one of them to bring the other one back to life. Yeah. Oh,
this is so disgusting. Bad movie that I'm not.
That's so disgusting. No, he goes with his mom?
Yeah. I mean, he offered that up very willingly. There was a guy.
Because, yeah.
There was a guy I went to school with, and in middle school, it was a sad moment, but everybody was kind of gathered around talking about how hot his mom was. And he eventually admitted that his mom was hot and he didn't live that down.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was a tough time for this guy.
Oh my God. That's a little too close of a relationship right there. Yeah. I think I would go with the girlfriend because it's like looking at her, it's her.
No,
but I'm not looking at my mom.
If Michelle like was there and she started going, Edward, what are you doing? I'd be
she'd have to shut the.
That's what I'm saying. It's just divorce. No,
yeah, I just like be silent
because you can't. Those eyes can't unsee it. It'll just never work. That's divorce. Yeah. Oof,
that is so fucked up. This email goes on a while. I loved hearing about David Lee Roth throwing in the shoes. But how could you talk about him for 5 minutes without once addressing how loud of a comer he must be? He's got to be among the top five out there, right? Also, have you seen how creepy David Lee Roth looks like with short hair? Creepy as fuck. Well, come on. It's a given he's a loud comer.
Zibbity bibbity bop.
Yeah, woo! Like ha! I mean, yeah, he really like he comes loudly and then he does a karate kick at the end.
Yeah, he's on the Mount Rushmore probably of that list. Yeah,
loudest comer. And I believe I'm not sure what's going on with the hair. Hold on, let's take a look. It's some combination. Oh,
yeah. Well, I told you a few years ago when he was stopping in a party and he was like, "Hey, I hear you playing Panama. It's Diamond Dave." And they're like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, who are you is right. Okay. Hold on. Images. Ooh. Oh, man. He's gone with the white. He's got like a kind of like a. It's kind of like a. It's like the bad guy from. He's got one black tooth. Dave.
Oh, no.
What is going on here, buddy?
Oh no. He looks kind of He kind of looks like a There was an Australian dude who used to be on Energizer commercials in the 80s named Jacko. He kind of looks like that right now.
Yeah. Yes. I know what you're saying. I recall. Yeah. He looks like he's got some plugs going on. He's plugged up. He's got some plugs. And, you know, he's an older guy. He's in the 60s. Like, good dude. Very loud comer. This email continues, by the way. Hey, for Halloween, where have the peanut butter Twixes gone? That's a good question. Snickers and Reese's peanut butter cups everywhere, but no peanut butter Twixes. One of the classics, and they're nowhere to be found. I'm sure Manuel must have tons of thoughts on this. Also, Brian, for years, I've been meaning to let you know that once as a young boy, I also cranked one out in the shower with Pert Plus. I wasn't in the shower when I did it. It was one of the biggest mistakes of my youth, and I'll never forget that green lather and that horrible pain. Yes. So you are not alone in that stinging mystery. Yeah, it turned into like a thick burning foam around your penis, and it's your dick turns purple for a week. Hey, while I've got you, do you still have that incredibly profane Scoop It Up song? We haven't heard that in so long. I forgot what it sounds like. Outro, yeah. That is from Toe Cutter, hashtag team every
that's
episode.
That's got to be behind the paywall. That can never be out.
Hashtag loudcomer, hashtag dong show of record forever. I actually replaced the Scoop It Up song on the board with our new How Fucking Rich Is That Guy jingle, but we can play loudcomer, which Toe Cutter is admittedly.
Who's that loudcomer?
Yes, it's Toe Cutter. Toe Cutter's the loudcomer. And David Lee Roth, amongst others. Paul Lynde. I imagine Paul Lynde being a very loudcomer. Okay, Ed, let's talk some not sports. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Just conduct my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TV.